Hi, friends. I'm Annie F. Downs. Let's read the Gospels. Y'all, today is the day. The Let's Read the Gospels guided journal is officially available wherever you love to buy books. It is just beyond me that this little reading plan I started for myself in 2020, because I did not have the discipline to read the Bible every day, has turned into a reading plan that so many people jumped in on, then a podcast that millions of you have listened to, and now this beautiful guided journal that's sitting in Target and on Amazon and at your local bookstore. It is a better story than I've ever could have written. We're going to go through the guided journal together here on the podcast as a community starting April 1st. So go ahead and grab your copy now, invite your friends to go through this with us, and get ready as we start the plan on April 1st. Okay. Let's read the Gospels. The Gospels are the first four books of the New Testament in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These are the stories of Jesus Christ's life on earth, the friendships, the parables, the sacrifices, the meals, the miracles. So here is how this works. I will read one chapter to you today. We are finishing the book of Matthew. You can listen or read along in your own Bible, and then I'll mention a verse or an idea that stood out to me, and then I'll pray, and that's it. So today is March 5th, and I'll be reading Matthew 28 from the New International Version. Matthew 28. After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priest everything that had happened. When the chief priest had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep.' If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age." That is Matthew 28 and the end of the book of Matthew in the NIV. What's standing out to me today, this is so interesting to me that at the end of verse 15, Matthew writes, and this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Like, it's such a good reminder that Matthew wrote this to his peers. He wrote this to the people that were living at the same time as him. And he was retelling the story and going, you know, that rumor you've heard, it isn't true. That thing you've heard, here's what happened, is the soldiers got paid off to say that. That isn't what really happened. And so it's just such a good reminder that the Bible is for us. Of course it is for us. But it was also for people living in the very same time as Matthew, who needed to hear these words at the same time and hear what is true. And that's what we get to do as well. This is the scripture. This is the Holy Bible. These are the words that are true. And I'm so thankful that we get to hear them and read them at any time we want in the English language. We are so, so lucky, y'all. We're so lucky. So let's pray together. Jesus, I thank you that your words are living and active, that the Bible was real today and it was real yesterday and it was real when Matthew wrote it, that this is all true and that we can believe every word of it. And so we wrestle with some of that, Jesus, but we still say what is true until our feelings catch up, right? We know what is true is that your word is real and we're grateful. We're grateful you resurrected and that you are living. I'm really glad for that. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.